Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 1608 slide. Visible translated text is as follows, was bad. Sometime after the trial of the case, I was requested by Miss Marie Karst to meet her for the purpose of going to a show on the 7th floor of the Grant Building. I went up there and there found this same fellow Maddox who undertook to pay me $20 to sign his affidavit. Miss Marie Karst was not present and I did not get to see her. There was another man with Lurie who undertook to talk to me also about the case. After telling the Solicitor General on this April 20th, 1914, about how I was gotten up into the Grant Building, I went to the same place in order to see whose office it was. I found that the office they had me go to, in which this man Maddox was seen by me, was the office of Rosser, Brandon, Slayton, and Phillips, and the private office into which I went, and where I saw this man Maddox, was the office which has on the door thereof the name Mr. Slayton, John R. Black, sworn for the state. About 7 o'clock on April 24th, 1914, I was standing at the corner of S. Pryor and Mitchell Saints with C. A. Isom, when Miss Carrie Smith came out of the Southern Bell Telephone Exchange and came across Pryor Saint, and Mr. Isom pointed her out to me as being the same lady he had seen on April 20th, 1914, at the Wainer Stand in the rear of the Metropolitan Club on Forsyth Saint, about 10 o'clock p.m., and I saw her stop and talk with H. A. Garner on this April 24th, 1914, there on Mitchell Saint about 7 o'clock, and Mr. Isom told me that she had on the same dress that she had on the night he saw her at the Wainer Stand. Mrs. Maggie Hash, formerly Griffin, sworn for the state. I have read over my evidence as given on the stand on the trial of the case of the state versus Leo M. Frank. The same is true and absolutely correct. I am acquainted with the general character and reputation of Leo M. Frank. It is bad. I am also acquainted with the general character and reputation of Leo M. Frank as to lasciviousness, that is, his relations with women. That character is bad. It is true that during working hours, as stated in my evidence given on the stand, I saw Leo M. Frank go into the ladies' dressing room with a woman who worked on the 4th floor. I saw him go in there 3 or 4 times, sometimes in the evening and sometimes in the morning. He would stay in there as long as from 15 to 30 minutes. So far as I know, there was nobody else in that room with Frank and this woman.